What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Ashraf Hakimi's Divorce is Proof I Was Right All Along About Hojabi. So, as you guys probably know by now, there's a soccer player or a football player for you non-Americans out there by the name of Ashraf Hakimi, who is Moroccan. I'm part Moroccan as well. As you guys know, I'm like a Middle Eastern mutt. Anyway, so this Ashraf Hakimi guy, he married this Hojabi, and she wanted to divorce rape him. She went to the courthouse to get half his shit. Turned out that the guy actually put everything in his mom's name. So not only is she not gonna get any shit from him, he might actually get shit from her because he doesn't have anything on paper, that is, because it's in his mother's name. Now, as you guys know, this happened to me about 5 years ago. The only difference between me and Ashraf Hakimi is that, well, you know, he has clout, I don't. For anybody out there who plans on suing me, I'm a broke-ass nigger who drives DoorDash, I deliver pizza, I own a Mercedes C320, it's 21 years old now. It's the only thing under my name, so if you guys sue me, trust and believe, this car over here is gonna cost you way more to fix than what it's worth. So if anybody wants to sue me, make sure you put Coach Bitch Bill as a defendant, because we all know how that Kiwi sale makes his money, right? When the sun goes down, he puts on a wig, goes out to the local truck stop in Bumfuckistan, Australia, and calls himself Georgia Free. The point that I'm trying to get across to you guys out there is that these Hojabi women out there, if they're hot, they're no good for you, okay? I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again. If the bitch is a 4 or above, she a hoe. It's that simple, mic drop, okay? Now, in the case of my ex, you know, 5 years ago, see, Ashraf, his ex is 12 years older than him. My ex was 12 years younger than me. She was 25 at the time. I was 37. You know, she did the whole Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, praise Jesus, you know, thinking she's a virgin. Turns out that a lot like Ashraf Hakimi's Hakimi's wife, definitely was not. Now, in my case, it took me like a month to figure out. I got with a gold digger. Why the hell it took Ashraf Hakimi years to find that out, I don't know. Personally, I think I'm actually better off than Ashraf Hakimi was. Granted, he might make some money off of her, we don't know. Maybe she's gonna go to the courts and say, hey man, this guy actually is making money, but he tricked me. So she might make some money off of him. The point that you guys have to keep in mind is, why the hell did you get married in the damn first place, you know? A lot of you guys out there think Ashraf Hakimi is the GOAT because he put shit in his mom's name. I mean, what type of marriage are you going in when you have to put your shit in your mom's name to protect yourself from a freaking divorce rape, man? When zookeepers go into like the lion's cage or the bear's cage, they have to take safety precautions because you're dealing with a fucking animal, okay? Women are not animals. I know I make videos all the time telling you women are animals, but guess what? Women are not supposed to be animals, you know? There is no doggy heaven because animals go off of instinct. Islam tells us hellfire is mainly occupied by women, okay? Because women are not supposed to be animals. They're supposed to have a little bit of judgment as fucking human beings. But everything a woman does is wrong and bad. See, this is why women have no rights, okay? The only right a woman should have is not to get with a curry sale named Yogi Obes, okay? Other than that, guys, women have absolutely no rights in religion. The minute a woman has any sort of right, she's gonna do automatically wrong and bad things, okay? This is, see, what's happening today, guys, is that God is still in us. You guys think you're better than Muhammad. You think you're better than Jesus. You think you're better than Moses. You want to give these women rights, opportunities, freedom, liberation. Okay, we are here today, like TFM said, women are amazing, women are great, women are beautiful. We are here today because of men who empowered, enabled, and encouraged women to be the way they are. Okay, guys? The second you take a woman's right away, that's it. She's not going to be able to do all this stuff. Now, Muslim women are a special type of evil compared to non-Western women, okay? This video is kind of for you Muslim guys out there. You guys out there need to understand, okay? When it comes to Shaniqua, Christina, Jennifer Lopez, Stacy, for them to be the way they are, I'm not saying it's okay, but these were people who never were on God's side to begin with. But when Muslim women act like Shaniqua, Shanani, Christina, Jennifer Lopez, Stacy, that's when they become a certain type of evil. You see, in Islam, actually in all of God's Abrahamic religion, apostates are executed. Why are apostates executed? Okay, for those of you who don't know what an apostate is, an apostate is somebody who accepts the religion of God, then they become the enemy of that religion. These people are executed. Why? Because these people have openly said, I seek refuge with Satan from God. Now, Islam tells us, you say, "Auzu billahi minash shaitanir rajim," which means I seek refuge with God from Satan, okay? When you become an apostate, it's the other way around. You seek refuge from God with Satan. This is why apostates are executed. It's simply because they are now openly playing for the other team, which is Satan, okay? Muslim women are exactly like that. This is why Muslim women out there are the biggest hoes. I mean, I know you all think negatively of Fresh and Fit. I mean, personally, I think Fresh and Fit are pretty much the modern day equivalent of Jerry Springer. But whenever Fresh and Fit bring on a Muslim hojabi, you know, whether she's Turkish, Saudi, Moroccan, Egyptian, you know, when that Muslim hojabi is on the panel, you know, fucking Christina, Shaniqua, Jennifer Lopez, Stacy, they're like, damn, this bitch is a terrible thought. And again, that goes back to the fact that when you are on Team God and you choose to play for Team Satan, God will make you the worst possible human being in the world. In fact, God in the Quran says, this is maradun al-alb, this is a disease of the heart, zadahum Allah maradun. So God will only increase that disease of the heart. And how does God increase the disease of the heart? He sends a Satan to be your companion, and that Satan will make sure you go to Jahannam, aka the hellfire, with flying colors, okay? Once you Muslim guys out there watching this understand what I said, then you're gonna realize just how bad and evil your women are. This is why I tell you guys, you're better off with a fucking white girl than you are with a Muslim woman. Now, as you guys know, I go to the mosque every day because it's obviously Ramadan. Let me tell you something, guys, okay? Muslim women hate Allah and Muhammad more than anybody else out there. I've said this before and I'm gonna prove it to you because I've witnessed this with my own eyes and ears, by the way, okay? You see, Muslim women, they have no problem telling you Allah this, Muhammad that, as long as they can shame you and guilt you into doing what they want. But the second you say, hey sister, can you provide me a source for what you're saying? Or you actually correct them and say, hey, Muhammad and or Allah actually said this, that Muslim woman will be worse than the most rapid, militant, pink-haired feminist out there. Let me say that one more time to all the Yogi Obes and Coach Bitchbills out there who are too low IQ to understand what I say the first time around. These Muslim women, I'm not talking about hijabis, guys, okay? Hijabis are Muslim women who sleep around, okay? I'm talking about Muslim women in general, okay? That Muslim woman, who pretty much are almost all of them, who say Allah this, Muhammad that, and they do that to shame and guilt you to do whatever they want you to do, the minute you try to correct them, they will turn against you worse than any fucking militant, rabid, blue-haired, pink-haired feminist out there, guys, okay? This is proof, okay? And I've seen and heard this with my own eyes. I'm telling you guys, nobody hates Allah and Muhammad more than a Muslim woman. And I'm not talking about the hijabis. I'm not talking about a small segment of Muslim women. Vast majority of Muslim women out there, they genuinely hate Allah and Muhammad, but they're gonna use Allah and Muhammad when it suits them, even if they have to lie, even if they have to actually make stuff up about Islam, you know. The verse in the Quran where God says men are superior to women, الرِّجَالَ كَوَمُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ, that men have leadership over women. I've seen Muslim women say what God really means is that you should pay my bills and make sure I'm happy. Really? Really? You know? I was speaking with a Muslim brother today on Instagram. I'm gonna keep this story, I'm gonna keep, you know, the details of the story obviously private, but he was telling me that a friend of his was successful. He's a successful businessman, you know, also a Middle Eastern dude. He told me a friend of his married a white girl and she cheated on him with some young rock, punk rocker, and then she left him. So what did this Muslim brother do? Not the guy who was telling me the story, you know, he was telling me the story about his Muslim friend. So his Muslim friend, he went back to the old country, brought a Muslim woman here in America. Guess what this Muslim woman did to him? She called the FBI on him. She accused him of divorce rape. She accused him of marital rape. You know, she claimed that he beat her, and now she's taken like 50% of his shit and his business. So guess what this Muslim brother is doing? He's now going back to the old country and finding another Muslim wife to bring over. First of all, guys, there are people out there who can't be saved. And quite frankly, we shouldn't save them, because we need people like that who are going to be enslaved. You guys need to understand, throughout human history, guys, throughout human history, when tribe A comes in and conquer tribes B, they interrogate the men and they find out, okay, are you some dumb yogi obes? Are you going to be the guy who's going to be working 24 hours out in the sun building ditches? Or are you going to be the high IQ guy who's going to make our luxurious palaces, and you're going to be the artisan, the skilled craftsman, okay? So back in the day, if you were somebody who was skilled and the enemy takes you over, or a corrupt ruler comes in, guess what? You're gonna have it worse than the fucking retard who's digging ditches out in the sun, because now you are somebody who has a high value skill. And now, whoever is in charge, they're gonna use you and abuse you simply because you have a high-value skill that they want, and not many people out there can actually provide them with it. So now they're gonna make your life a living hell. In fact, history is littered with guys who fake mental illness going crazy because they got sick and tired of guys out there, like corrupt rulers, take advantage of them. So today, guys, you know, the people who have skilled sets and they're married to a woman, guess what? That woman is gonna make them a modern day slave, and they're very happy. So that Muslim brother who was married to a white girl and he got off the hook no problem with her, then he goes to a Muslim country, brings in a hijabi who ends up ruining his life, taking half his shit, reporting him to the FBI. He goes and he goes back to the old country and brings another hijabi here. This guy is a slave. He is a slave no matter what, and he's more than happy to be a slave for happy wife, happy life. This is why I tell you MGTOW guys out there, there are guys out there you cannot save, and quite frankly, you should not save. I mean, I'm 42 years old. I pride myself on never ever having a real job at 42 years of age, guys, okay? I, Amr Metwali, I never ever benefited society in my life, okay? Because all the jobs I had, a monkey, a retarded monkey can deliver DoorDash, okay? So imagine somebody who spent his entire life being a doctor, being a mechanic, being something of value to society. You know, imagine if that person genuinely went MGTOW. Well, we lost out on a doctor, on a mechanic, on somebody of importance, you know, of value to society. So when you guys see a guy out there who is happy wife, happy life, you know, I failed once, twice, three, four, five times, and I'm just gonna keep on trying. Hey man, encourage that person, you know. At our mosque, I've seen, you know, the imam at our mosque, you know, the guy who reads the Quran during Taraweeh, he went MGTOW, even though he has no idea what MGTOW probably is. He already went MGTOW, even though this guy is a Muslim scholar. He went MGTOW simply because he realizes how bad Muslim women are, you know. A lot of young Muslim men at our mosque, even though they have no idea what Red Pill, Manosphere, MGTOW is, they went MGTOW because MGTOW is the only logical solution for men nowadays. You know, this is why I always tell you, you gotta go MGTOW. That's the only solution for a young man in today's society. But there are Muslim guys out there, again, even at our local mosque. Hey, I just have to have pussy, man. I just have to have a woman with me. I don't care if she cheats on me. I don't care if she divorce rapes me. I just have to find a woman to be with me. It's like, okay, bro, you're just gonna be a slave for society because this woman, you know, she's gonna make your life hell until the day you die. Whether you're gonna pay her lifetime alimony, whether you're gonna pay her child support, you know. But hey, some guys just don't want to be saved. God created them to be slaves. That's how God created them. Don't try to save them, you know. Just like the old saying is, says, she doesn't want to be saved. Well, guess what? He doesn't want to be saved. He wants to be a slave for pussy. And hey, I would much rather have a guy who is a slave to pussy, being a doctor, a mechanic, a plumber, a welder, than have a guy who is forced to be a slave so some corrupt dictator can, you know, live the high life, you know. So another thing to keep in mind, guys, I've been harping on this for the longest time, and this young brother who sent me the messages on IG a couple of hours ago, he proved my point, you know. Hot Muslim woman, they're nothing but trouble, okay? My ex was the same thing, you know. She was nothing but trouble. You guys need to understand, I, Amr Metwali, I can't do ugly woman. You know, there are a lot of Muslim guys out there who marry sub-4 woman because they know she's not gonna give them any trouble because, you know, she's so fucking ugly, not even a fucking dog would want her, okay? This is why Muslim men are not attractive. It's because, again, their father goes out and purposely marries an ugly woman, knowing full well that ugly woman is not gonna cheat on them, she's not gonna divorce rape him, she's really not gonna give him a hard time, because she knows, ain't no guy out there will ever want her, okay? I can't do ugly woman, guys, okay? I want to do hot woman, you know? My ex, by Arab standards, was hot. But again, like all hot Arab women, she was nothing but trouble. So for those of you guys who don't know my story, I was married to her for a month. You know, when I realized just how toxic this woman is, I didn't even tell her. I bought a plane ticket, hopped on a plane, came back here to America, served her divorce papers from the Egyptian embassy, and that was the end of that. And I told you guys, when I went to the Egyptian embassy, you know, they had no idea who the fuck Amr Mitwalli is. When I went to the Egyptian embassy and I said, yo man, I need the power of attorney for a divorce, for a divorce lawyer, the guy at the Egyptian embassy was like, we have a form already waiting for you, because this happens to so many Middle Eastern dudes who live here in America. You Muslim guys out there, I don't want you to take my word for it, okay? Use your brain, okay? If you're a Muslim man and you go back to the old country hoping you're gonna get some, you know, some unicorn, you know, a Nawalt, you know, a woman who loves Allah, Muhammad, you know, trust and believe, you're better off with a fucking white crack whore. I've said this before and I'll say it again. I'd rather be with a black woman than with a Muslim woman. At least with the black woman, at least with fucking Shaniqua, you know where you stand with her. So, you Muslim guys out there who believe, you know, I made it in America, you know, I'm a doctor, I'm a lawyer, I'm finally making six figures, I got the Bugatti, the McMansion, you know, now I'm good enough to go back to the third world and buy and, you know, get me some hottie from, you know, from Jordan, Syria, Egypt, whatever. Biggest mistake of your life. I told you before and I told you again, if the bitch is a 4 or above, she a hoe, okay? And if she's hot, she's a gold digger, okay? I've said this before, I'm gonna say it again. The two types of Muslim women who wanna get married, the two type of Muslim women out there who wanna get married are either sub 4 women, the fugly woman, because they know they don't have pretty privilege, they know no other guy will ever want them, they know that they'll not be able to get up, they'll not be able to become successful in their careers because, you know, they're super duper ugly. So what they do is they get married, okay? So you either have the ugly woman who get married, or you have the gold diggers like Ashraf X or my ex. And the reason why Ashraf X, you know, Ashraf X, she's a model, okay? She's making money. She's not some poor woman. Ashraf's ex-wife, she's making a shitload of money. My ex-wife, she also was making a shitload of money. But you see, people like that who work in the entertainment industry, they know that eventually a younger, hotter, tighter woman is gonna supersede them. So they know that their career window is very limited. So Ashraf's wife, ex-wife, my ex-wife, their game plan is to find a rich, nice guy like me and then take half his shit and live in perpetuity using half his shit. Like, for example, you know, Ashraf's wife would have taken his home. She would have taken alimony, right? So Ashraf's wife, you know, when her career is over, she would have lived like a queen simply because she already has a house from Ashraf. She has alimony coming in from Ashraf, okay? Now, the thing you guys need to understand, and, you know, I'm not a nice guy as in the sense that I'm a pushover, okay? Ashraf is not a nice guy. We are good men. You see, the Prophet Muhammad tells us, a woman will lead a good man astray. These hijabis, they're purposely looking for a good man to fuck over. Let me say that one more time. Hijabis, these gold diggers, whether it's my ex or Ashraf's ex, They are purposely looking for a good man to fuck over. Again, this goes back to what I was saying earlier. These hijabis, they have maradun al-alb. They have a disease of the heart. Zaddahum Allah maradun. God will only increase that disease. Furthermore, guys, God sends a Satan. He sends a shaitan to be their personal companion. And that shaitan, that shaitan is going to make sure that these women go to hell. And if these women end up coming with you, guess what? They just might take you to hell with them. You know, I covered a story about a year ago about this Pakistani dude, you know, Pakistani-American guy, married a Pakistani wife, you know, thinking he did the right thing. And when she divorce-raped him, she ran all over the internet, you know, saying nigger and shit, and that he beat her, he raped her. Of course, it was all false. Guess what that Pakistani dude did, you know? He not only ended up killing her, but he committed suicide. And suicide is a one-way ticket to Jahannam in Islam, because suicide, as we all know, you don't do suicide, okay? That's a one-way ticket to the hellfire, right? So, again, like the Prophet Muhammad said, a woman can lead a good man astray. See, this is why YouTube doesn't want me to advertise MGTOW. This is why YouTube is throttling my channel, because they don't want good Muslim men to realize this. I told you guys, when my first channel didn't pop because Susan decided to bless me. My first channel popped because a big time Muslim social media influencer, he saw my channel and he said, guys, go sub to this guy's channel. My channel was taken off like a Boeing 747, and that's when Susan was like, oh, hell no, okay? She deleted my channel. Obviously, the channel I have on YouTube, look at it, guys. It's not going anywhere. In fact, when I make a video exposing hijabis or exposing people like Passport Bros or that Indian scumbag Hamza, my video will get, like, you know, maybe a couple hundred views. This just goes to show you that YouTube, the Jews, the Zionists, the people who really run the world, they don't want you guys in general, Muslims in particular, to know this type of knowledge, okay? Now, before I close off, guys, okay, so I told you, the only two types of women out there who want to get married are either the ugly woman, the sub-4 woman, or the woman out there who are gold diggers, okay? So you either have 3 or less, or you have 8 and above who want to get married in the Ummah of Muhammad. Now, what about the women who are between a 4 to a 7, okay? You know, 80% of women who are between a 4 to a 7, okay? Those are the women we want, okay? We want women who are between a 4 to a 7, guys, okay? Those women, they're married to their career. I even did a video about that, telling you that these women are married to their career, okay? You guys need to understand, even though these women are between a 4 to a 7, they have a checklist of 400 things that you as a Muslim man have to check out, okay? Apparently, I have to, damn it, I'm going south on US-1. I'm actually gonna be straightening my hair today, guys, okay? So, this will be the last video I make with curly hair. I'm gonna show you my curly hair when I end this video. So, I'm on the way to the stylist right now to do the Japanese hair straightening. So, going back to what I was saying, okay? These Muslim women, 80% of the Muslim women are between a 4 and a 7. They're married to their career. They're making good money. You guys have to understand, if a woman is making good money, if she can go 911 and a man with a gun will show up and shoot you in the back of the head, you as a man, you have no benefit to her, okay? She's making her own money. She has 911 to provide her protection. What the fuck is she gonna do with you? And like Hold the Truth hostage here on MGTOW TV said, marriage is oppression to women. I mean, if a woman is married to you, she can't flirt with that guy, she can't get Eiffel Towered by Chad and Tyrone, she can't have the whole football team running a train over her if she's married. So marriage really is oppression to women. And let me tell you something, guys. These women who are between a 4 and a 7, they are willing to walk away from marriage if you don't meet their 400 point checklist. And on top of that, you actually have to simp for them. So not only do you have to be the best of the best, okay, you also have to simp for their pussy, okay? No man, no high value man, no man with morals, values, ethics, you know, self-respect, like Hammerhand says, no man will ever put himself in a position where he has to simp for pretty much mediocre pussy. So you Muslim guys out there need to understand, man, 80% of Muslim women, they're off limits, okay? Even if the bitch is a virgin, listen, there are women out there who are between 4 to 7, they're still virgins. And here's the thing you need to understand. If a woman gets well into her 20s and she's still a virgin, she becomes a prune. Because when a woman does not lose her virginity during those years where her biology is pushing her to lose her virginity and have babies, guess what? Her mentality is like, well, I never had sex, so it's like me, Amr Mitwali. Do I drive missing a Bugatti? No, I don't miss driving a Bugatti. Why? I never drove a Bugatti, you know? So I don't miss driving a Bugatti. Why would I care about a Bugatti, right? So these Muslim virgin women, this is why you know, here on MGTOW TV, every now and then somebody uploads a TikTok of a virgin woman who's in her 30s and she's a prune, you know, she's like, you gotta be perfect, you gotta be this, you gotta be that, otherwise I don't want you. Well, yeah, it's because you are past your prime, okay? You never had sex, so you don't miss having sex. So yeah, you can be as picky as you want, okay? This is what you guys out there need to understand. These Muslim women who are between a 4 and an 8, okay? These Muslim women out there who are between a 4 and an 8, which again is 80% of the Muslim woman out there, okay? They are off limits to you unless you want to be a super duper beta bucks deluxe and simp for that pussy, okay? I'm telling you guys, as somebody who goes to the mosque every day, I'm telling you Muslim guys out there, if you want to get a woman between a 4 and an 8, you're not gonna be anything more than a beta bucks deluxe, okay? She may not cheat on you, she may not divorce rape you, but you're gonna be out there working 15, 16 hours a day, 7 days a week. Happy wife, happy life. You Muslim guys out there need to understand, man, no Muslim woman out there is ever going to genuinely, I don't want to say, look, not all women are like that, but the vast majority of Muslim women out there, they will never ever genuinely love you. I made a video about this when I was in Colombia, okay? I was in the city of Guatapé, and I made a video about this saying most Muslim men will never ever genuinely be desired, okay? The vast majority of you Muslim men out there watching this, I would venture to say upwards of 90% of Muslim men, 90% of Muslim men out there will never ever genuinely be desired by woman. And because of that, if you get married, assuming you don't get married to a fugly looking woman, which you shouldn't do, because think about your motherfucking children, right? If you're not good looking, imagine how fugly your son is gonna be if you stuck your dick in a fugly looking woman, okay? I made tons of videos about that, okay? So assuming you get yourself a woman between a 4 and an 8, 90% of Muslim men out there, you will never ever genuinely be desired by that woman. You're simply gonna be her retirement plan. You're gonna be her insurance policy, like Taylor the Fiend says. So like I said, guys, MGTOW is the only possible solution for you. Now, for those of you guys who want to get married, look, guys, I don't care about marriage. I care about children, okay? You have to understand, these 80% of women who are going wicked, you know, women going their own way, I need no man, they're going to have children, okay? You guys need to understand, I have old-ass family members back in Egypt. If it wasn't for their children, they'd be dying on the side of the street, you know? So you will need children to take care of you. You know, this whole notion of, well, I'm going to work really hard, make a shitload of money, get me a Filipina nurse to take care of me. That's not going to work out, guys, okay? These old-ass family members I have back in Egypt, you know, they got dementia, they got Alzheimer's, but you know what? They're living in their home, okay? Their children are taking care of them. Their grandchildren play with them, okay? Do you think these old people want to be in a nursing home, like fucking looking outside the window, you know, while some third world nurse like fucking yells at them and shit like that? Of course not. Of course not, you know. So you guys out there watching this video, you need to have children to take care of you in your old age. You don't know what's going to happen to you, you know. Dementia, Alzheimer's, look at Joe Biden, you know. And the thing you guys need to understand is that dementia, Alzheimer's, you know, those degenerative brain diseases, they can sneak up on you, and all of a sudden it's downhill and it's not going to get any better. So you need to have children. Now, how do you have children in today's age? That's what I'm trying to figure out myself, you know. I think I'll, you know, I'm actually waiting for things to get worse and worse, because they will get worse and worse. The way I see it, guys, this is what I plan on doing. I could be wrong. I'm experimenting, okay? Let's get that out in the open. I could be wrong, but I'm experimenting, okay? I'm 42 years old, okay? I'm gonna find me a white girl, not here in America, okay? Maybe in Eastern Europe or somewhere else. I'm gonna find me a white girl and I'm gonna be like, listen, bitch, you will want kids to take care of you. I want kids to take care of me, okay? I'm gonna take care of the bills. I'm gonna take care of you. I'm gonna take care of the kids. But under no circumstance are you gonna have another man in your life. You guys out there need to understand, a lot of young Muslims out there are getting divorced, and Muslim women are becoming single mothers, okay? Divorce is very, very bad for the kids. I don't even have to sit here and tell you how bad divorce is for kids. I don't even have to tell you that, okay, guys? So, like Red Pill Marriage said, man, you as men, you need to be honest with women. You need to sit down with a woman and you need to tell the bitch, listen, bitch, you like what I'm offering? Cool. You don't like it? Keep it moving, okay, guys? So, as things get worse and worse for humanity as a whole, eventually, you will be able to find yourself a woman that you can be truthful, upfront, and honest with her, and let her know, hey, you want children to take care of you? I want children to take care of me. I will take care of you. I'll take care of the children. But hey, you will not have another fucking man in your life. Like it? Cool. Don't like it? Keep it pushing. And I'm telling you guys before I end this video, okay, before I end this motherfucking video, unless there's a black swan event, in other words, God, Nagasaki, Hiroshima, Western civilization, back to the Stone Age, single motherhood is going to explode in the Muslim community. You see, these women out there, you know, these women are between a 4 to a 7, which is pretty much 80% of the Muslim women out there, okay? These Muslim women, guys, they know that they need somebody to take care of them when they're old. They know that, okay? They're not gonna work really, really hard to make a shitload of money and give it to a Filipina nurse, okay? They'll have children. So, 80% of the Muslim women out there, guys, ones are between 4 to a 7, the ones who are willing to forsake marriage, unless you're like Mr. Absolutely Perfect, beta male, super duper, beta bucks deluxe simp, What they're going to do is one of two things. Either they're going to order Chad from Tinder to come in her pussy, or they are going to go to a sperm bank, okay? Just because you may not have children doesn't mean the bitch is not going to have children. Trust and believe, 80% of the Muslim women out there who will forsake marriage, they will have children, either through having Chad coming by at 1:45 at night, coming in that pussy, or by going to a sperm bank, okay? That's really bad, man. This is why I'm thinking that the only way this course can be reversed is if God gets off his throne, comes down here, and goes like this to Western civilization. Otherwise, guys, things will get worse and worse and worse. And you have to understand, things will get worse the same way Alzheimer's and dementia gets worse, okay? It just gets worse and worse and worse and worse until it finally gets rid of you. That's how things are gonna be up until God decides to step in. So, you Muslim guys out there watching this video, save this video, download this video, okay? Things will get worse. 80% of your women don't want you. And even if they ultimately settle for you, they will never ever genuinely desire the vast majority of you Muslim guys out there. 90%+ of you Muslim guys out there, you will never ever genuinely be desired by any woman out there, okay? And if you want to get married, either the bitch is going to be a 3 or below, or you're going to get yourself with a gold digger, okay? And I'm telling you, as somebody who's married to a gold digger, don't do it. Even though the ex was, by Egyptian standards, even though she was hot, even though if I simped for her, I could have kept her around. I'm telling you, as somebody who actually has morals, values, and ethics, like Hammerhand says, I can't be with a gold digger. I can't be with a woman that I'm literally paying for, you know, by the hour. This is why I tell you Muslim guys, you are better off with a prostitute than you are with a Muslim woman. That's fucking sad, man. I mean, I never had a prostitute try to divorce rape me. I never had a prostitute try to, you know, go 911, you know, he raped me. I never had a prostitute try to trap me with a child. I never had a prostitute try to get a green card from me. You know, I never had a prostitute, like, fucking get up and, like, leave me because, you know, I didn't simp for her, okay? This is the world we live in, man. We live in a world today where the fucking prostitute is the good, honest woman. And the woman who's like, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. She's an agent of Satan. Anyway, guys, let me show you my curly hair. Alright, guys, this is how my hair here naturally looks. I don't know if you guys can see it. Okay, this is how my hair naturally looks over here. You know, I just came out of the ocean, so my hair is not super duper curly. I mean, well, it's kind of curly now, but my hair is kind of, it's not super curly because I just came out of the beach. But yeah, guys, this is how my hair here looks like. I remember when I went to the Japanese hair straightening place for the first time, the guy was like, I'm checking your hair to make sure you don't have black people hair, because, you know, apparently black people cannot do the Japanese straightening because their hair is so, you know, you can kind of see, I'm part black, guys. You know, I got like, you know, 15% West African black DNA in me, so you guys can see that this here hair is kind of brittle a little bit, you know, kind of like how black people have their hair. You know, black people can do the Japanese hair straightening, you know. Fortunately, I can do Japanese hair straightening, you know. This is why black women love me, by the way, guys. Black women love me because, you know, as you guys can see, I can get that straight hair, even though this hair is pretty much an afro if I, you know, let it be all natural. And, you know, before I end this video, guys, if I ever lose access to Japanese hair straightening, what I would do, guys, if I lose access to Japanese hair straightening, I'd cut my hair like Ashraf Hakimi, where I would pretty, it's gonna be a jarhead look, you know. A jarhead look is the military haircut where you're pretty much bald here and got a little bit of hair over here, you know? That's what I would do if I ever lose access to Japanese hair straightening. Anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.